Saluton kai bonvenon alla decsepa leciono de la serio Jen Nia Mondo. Welcome to the 17th lesson in the series. Today's program has a more serious topic than some. It's entitled Accidento. Helena's grandfather has been involved in an accident in the home. She's been to hospital to see him.
Kio okazis? Kie vi estis?
Mi iris al la hospitalo por viziti mian avon.
Kio okazis?
Li falis heme, kai rompis la kruron.
What happened? He fell at home.
Li falis heme.
And broke his leg.
Kai rompis la kruron.
Oh, la compatinda.
Poor fellow. The word compatinda is formed from compati, to pity, to have compassion on, plus the suffix inda, which means worthy of. So, compat inda, worthy of pity, or poor in that sense. The other meaning of the English word poor is, of course, translated into Esperanto as malriĉa. Other examples of the suffix inda are aminda, loveworthy, lovable, and fidinda, trustworthy, reliable.
Ho la compatinda avo. Kiel li fartas nun?
The verb farti, you'll be pleased to hear, is a false friend as far as English is concerned. Kiel vi fartas is the Esperanto for how are you? What's your state of health? So what Petro is asking is how Helena's stricken grandfather is doing, how he's progressing in hospital.
Kiel li fartas nun?
Li estas in granda doloro.
Well, not doing very well, it seems. He's in great pain. Furthermore, he's covered in sweat.
Li estas en granda doloro. Li estas kovrita de svito, kaj lia gorĝo brulas pro soifo.
And his throat's burning with thirst. Soifi is to be thirsty. Mi soifas, I'm thirsty. Soifo, then, is the corresponding noun, thirst. Bruli means to burn, intransitively, to be on fire.
Lia gorgio brulas pro soifo, kaj li povas mangi absolute nenion.
He can't eat a thing. Poor old grandfather. But how did all this happen?
Sed kiel okazis tia akcidento?
Nu, li falis, kaj kiel vi scias, li loĝas sola.
As you know, he lives alone.
Do neniu aŭdis la bruon, kiam li falis.
So no one heard the noise when he fell. So there he lay, covered in blood.
Pro tio li kuŝis sango kovrita sur la planko. Sango kovrita. Li kuŝis tie ĝis li estis trovita de najbaro.
Until he was found by a neighbor.
Li estis trovita de najbaro.
Now, have you noticed the forms kovrita, covered, and trovita, found? They're past participles passive, as the grammarians among you will recognize.
Ĉu vere li estis kovrita de sango?
Yes, tute kovrita, sango kovrita.
And how long did he lie there? Kiel longe li kuŝis sur la planko?
Ĝis li estis trovita de najbaro. Iu najbaro trovis lin.
Some neighbor found him, trovis lin, which is the same thing, really, as saying he was found by the neighbor. Li estis trovita. We can form a past participle passive by adding ita to any transitive verb. Here are some examples.
Electita, chosen.
Forgesita, forgotten.
Prenita, taken.
Rompita, broken.
And now I want you to do a little practice based on this ita ending. Listen to Petro and Helena using the verb vendi, to sell.
Chi estas la libro? Ĉu vi vendis ĝin?
Yes, ĝi estas vendita.
Okay. Here's another now with fini, to finish.
Chi estas la lacto? Ĉu vi finis ĝin?
Yes, ĝi estas finita.
Now you try one with rompi, to break.
Kie estas la taso? Ĉu vi rompis ĝin?
Yes, ĝi estas rompita.
Now with lavi, to wash. Ĉemizo, by the way, means a shirt.
Kie estas mia ĉemizo? Ĉu vi lavis ĝin?
Jes, ci estas lavita.
And now baki to bake.
Kaj la pano, ĉu vi bakis ĝin?
Jes, ĝi estas bakita.
And now solvi to solve, and krizo means a crisis.
Kaj la krizo, ĉu vi solvis ĝin?
Yes, ĝi estas solvita.
But to get back to the accident and its aftermath. When Petro first saw Helena, after she'd been to see her grandfather, she didn't look too good.
Hey, Helena, ke laca kaj pala vi aspektas.
How tired and pale you look. Do you remember the word kiel, meaning as or how? Here we'd translate it how. Kiel laca, how tired.
Kiel laca kaj pala vi aspektas. Kial?
Don't confuse kiel, as or how, with kial, why. Kiel vi venis, how did you come? Kial vi venis, why did you come? As we've seen, these Esperanto correlatives come in regular sets, organized in a much more logical way than in English or other ethnic languages. For example, we've had the kie series, referring to place.
Kie, where.
Tie, there.
Cie, everywhere.
Ie, somewhere or anywhere.
Nenie, nowhere.
That lot are logical in English too, which is more than we can say about the kiam series, referring to time.
Kiam, when.
Tiam, then.
Ciam, always.
Iam, sometime or once.
Neniam, never.
The other parallel series are based on kio, what, kiu, who or which, kia, what kind of, kies, whose, kiel, how or as, kial, why, and kiom, how much or how many. And it might be a good idea to practice them thoroughly after you've listened to this program. But now let's get back to Helena's grandfather. There he was, lying on the floor. He'd already caught a fever, what with the shock of the accident and the loss of blood.
Tiam li febris jam pro la shocko de la accidento kai pro perdo de sango.
Sidiĝu, cara, sit down. Ankaŭ vi estas iom shokita.
She's had a bit of a shock, too.
Ankaŭ vi estas iom shokita.
Vere, yes. La flegistino diras ke la kuracisto prescribis por li amason da drogoj.
Now, here are two useful words to know in connection with hospitals. Flegistino, a nurse, and kuracisto, a doctor. Both are formed with the suffix isto, attached to an appropriate verb. Flegi is to nurse, to look after the sick. So flegisto is a male nurse, and flegistino, a female one. And curazi is to treat the sick, as a doctor does. So curazisto, curazistino, is a medical doctor. Well, what Helena said was that the nurse says that the doctor had prescribed a whole heap of drugs for her grandfather.
La flegistino diras que la curazisto prescribis por li amason da drogoi.
So many, in fact, that he scarcely recognized her anymore.
Effective, shainas che li estis injectita je tiom da drogoi che li apenaŭ plu rekonis min.
Tranquilligiu, mia cara.
Lia vocio estas mallauta kiel flustro.
His voice, lia vocio, is as quiet as a whisper. Mallauta kiel flustro.
Lia vocio estas mallauta kiel flustro. Kaj li tusas terure.
Tusi, to cough. He's got a terrible cough. He's coughing terribly.
Yes, li tusas terure.
Compatinda avo, kia afero.
Literally, what a matter, what a thing, using kia, what kind of. Kia afero, how awful. But is he still in danger? What did the doctor say?
Sed diru al mi, Ciuli estas ancora en dangero. Cion diris la curacisto?
La granda dangero passis dank al Dio.
Thank God, dank al Dio. According to the doctor, lau la curacisto, he's got a good chance of making a full recovery. To recover is re-san-igi, to become, igi, well, sana, again, re. Re-san-igi.
Lau la curacisto, mia avo havas bonan chanson plene re-san-igi.
Do vidu, la crisu estas solvita. Post 7 days in la hospitalo, cio estos en ordo.
7 days in hospital, and everything will be all right. Cio estos en ordo. Or was the doctor just trying to make Helena stop worrying?
Sed eble la curacisto parolis tiel.
Perhaps he spoke that way.
Nur por tranquilligi min. Eble li mensogis.
Perhaps he was lying. Li mensogis.
Ne, ne, cara, certe via avo baldau resanigios. Auscultu.
Listen.
Auscultu, morgau mi venos cun vi alla hospitalo por visiti lin de nove.
Dankon, cara.
So tomorrow, they'll be off to hospital together to visit him. Let's hope he'll be on the mend. And now it's time to put the whole conversation together. Listen to Helena and Petro as they talk about grandfather's accident. Accidento.